Brooke, come here.
I'm on my phone, Mom.
Claire Asher rolled her eyes, as if her teenage daughter being on the phone were something new. But she wanted Brooke to see what was going on in the neighborhood. There's someone moving into the house next door.
Really?
She heard footsteps coming down the stairs. She knew Brooke's curiosity would get the better of her.
Who is it? And who moves in the Friday after Thanksgiving, anyway?
No idea, but there's a girl who looks close to your age standing around outside on her phone. Do you know her? Brooke peeked through the curtains.
Nope, I don't know her.
We should go over and say hello. Brooke gave her a horrified look.
I don't think so.
Claire leaned back. Why not?
Because, I don't know. We don't know them?
Exactly why we should welcome them to the neighborhood, with baked goods or some food or something. Brooke rolled her eyes.
I'm out.
After Brooke made her way back upstairs, Claire continued to peek as the furniture was moved into the house. Not that she was all that interested in their furniture, but she was hoping to see the couple moving in. So far, no glimpses, but she knew what it was like to be new in a neighborhood. Though she'd lived in this house for a long time. After the divorce, it had been Ed who'd moved out, while she and Brooke had stayed. Still, it would be nice to welcome them, and she had the time.
Brooke, I'm running to the store. I'll be right back.
She heard some grumbling that might have been acknowledgement. Good enough. At the store, she picked up ingredients to make a quick casserole. It wouldn't be fancy or anything, but at least she could bring something over to welcome her neighbors. She cooked the pasta, mixed the ingredients together in the casserole dish, and put it in the oven. Within 45 minutes, it was hot and ready.
Brooke? What?
Come downstairs, please. She'd give a kidney for some kind of intercom system so she wouldn't have to spend half her life yelling up the stairs. She refused to engage in text messaging her daughter who lived with her, though it was Brooke's preferred conversational system. Brooke came down the stairs.
Something smells good. What's for dinner?
In her hurry to make something for the neighbors, she'd completely neglected making something for Brooke and her. She'd have to rectify that later. No, it's for our new neighbors. Come on, we're going over to meet them. Eye roll was in perfect working order today.
Mom, I don't want to.
But you're going to. Put on some shoes and your coat. Brooke heaved a sigh, but slipped into her tennis shoes and slid her coat on. It wasn't overly cold for late November, and fortunately, they hadn't had any snow yet. But it was due any day now. Claire had wrapped foil around the casserole to keep it warm, and she used potholders to carry it across the lawn. The movers had left, but lights were on all through the house. Ring the doorbell, please.